Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Ethos Lagers podcast, and would like to sound a little more upbeat than I am. Last episode, I believe Ethan and I talked about the winning of the in-season tournament championship and how, regardless of what happened the rest of the season, we wouldn't be in panic mode because we saw what this team can accomplish when they have a goal, see the goal, can execute the goal. But man, I don't think Ethan and I expected a slide this bad. Things are not great. The Lakers, in the 11 games since, now last episode, I think we also predicted that over the next 12 games, we were hoping for like an 8-4 record. And 11 games into those 12 games, the Lakers are currently 3-8. So they're twice as bad as we thought they would be. And visually looking at the Lakers, it's probably worse than that. Like, watching them lately, it's the first quarters are still bad, really, really bad. They play better in the second and third quarter. In the last few years, the third quarter being kind of a nightmare scenario, the fact that they actually come out at halftime and play pretty well is a good sign. They can come back from these holes that they dig themselves in the first quarter. It's just, man, it's really disheartening to see. Darvin Ham, for as good a job as he did last year being a first-year head coach, and I've always said this, like, coaching is a skill. It's a skill that you can get better at. I think Mike Brown is the ultimate example of that. I think he was somebody who was given a head coaching job probably a little bit too soon, and he's learned a lot over the years, and now he could say he's a really good head coach. Jason Kidd, not a great head coach at the beginning. He's gotten better. Coaching is a skill that you can get better at. That's why I had a lot of faith in Darvin Ham being as good a coach as he was in his rookie head coach season last year. But man, he's regressed. He doesn't understand rotations. He doesn't understand which combinations of players play really well, and nothing to that fact is more evident than recent rumors that have been coming out about Austin Reeves. Now, Austin Reeves has been playing great this season. He started off the season lackluster, and that happens sometimes when you play international basketball the way Austin did. I suggested that a move to the bench might be better for him, and that's what Darvin Ham did. He moved him to the bench, and I'm certainly not implying that I had anything to do with that. And the move to the bench was good. It got his groove back, got him back to playing the way we're used to seeing him play. I think now he's in a position to where he could start again. He could start alongside LeBron James, especially since now that the Lakers have made probably their biggest roster, not roster change, but like rotation change. LeBron James is now starting at point guard. the Los Angeles Lakers won the championship in 2020 with LeBron James starting at point guard. I don't know why this is hard. I don't know why it took so long for them to get back to that. You can have an extremely big lineup if LeBron James is your point guard. And it's been evident. It's been evident since Austin's rookie year. This is now year three for him. Him and LeBron James play extremely well together, which is why these rumors that him and Darvin Ham are not getting along are just very perplexing. And I'm not saying I doubt them. I kind of weirdly believe him. The way his minutes have been limited. Like, I know Austin isn't the most athletic guy, and I know he's not the best defender. But you can scheme. You can build a team defensive concept to kind of hide a guy on defense. Golden State does it with Steph Curry. Atlanta does it with Trae Young. Like, yeah, Austin may not be the best defender, but he's still a great player and great with LeBron James. And the fact that his minutes have been cut by Darvin Ham, it's very perplexing. And I said this on Twitter, if this is true and there's some kind of rift between Darvin Ham and Austin Reeves and the decision has to come down between Darvin Ham or Austin Reeves, I can tell you as a Laker fan, bye, Darvin. Like, I love Austin Reeves. I love what he does for this team. Is he the type of player capable of being the third best player on this team? Not really. But you need guys like Austin Reeves to win a championship. He's not going to be the sole reason you win a championship. But you need guys like him to win the championship. And I say all this to bring up because with the Lakers sliding, they're currently 10th with a 500 record in the Western Conference, which is exactly where I said they should not want to be. They should focus on 6th seed or higher. You don't want the play-in. You want to stay out of the play-in. 6th seed right now is currently the New Orleans Pelicans, who I think are playing above their skis. I don't know if Zion can have an entirely healthy year. He's dealing with things off the court that you could say are distractions. The Clippers, the injury bug is starting to bite the Clippers now. Sacramento is at the bottom of the Western Conference, and I told you they'd be back, and sure enough, they're fifth. We'll just go through the rest of the roster. Like Minnesota. Minnesota, for as many trade rumors as they've been having, they're atop the West. Oklahoma City, massively ahead of schedule. Massively ahead of schedule, and they have tons, literally tons, of first-round draft picks. If anyone can make a crazy move at the trading deadline, it's Oklahoma City. Because they're ahead of schedule, they've got the draft picks. Like what if they get Lauri Markkanen? My God. Denver. Little championship hangover. Jokic, Jokic still having a great year. Not as great a year as he had last year. We talked about the Clippers. Injury bug coming back. We don't know what that's going to mean. Sacramento, 19 and 13 in the 5 seed. Pelicans at 6. Dallas, 19 and 15 in the 7 seed. Phoenix and, the Lakers are kind of in similar spots where they're underperforming. Houston, overperforming, currently a 9 seed. You've got the Golden State Warriors at 11. They're still dangerous. Utah at 12. Memphis with Ja Morant is going to make a comeback into this playoff picture. Portland and the Spurs, you don't really have to worry about, but, they're there. So, the Lakers are obviously going to be part of a lot of trade rumors. And I mean, if Austin Reeves is available, you could argue that he's massively their best trade asset. But what can that really get you? Like, let's explore this really. Like, for Zach LaVine, I wouldn't give up Austin Reeves. For Lauri Markkanen and Colin Sexton, maybe. Because you figure Lauri Markkanen can kind of replace what Austin does a little bit, and so can Colin Sexton. But you can't have Colin Sexton and D'Lo on the same team because that's a duplication of, you know, it's they're two players that are canceling each other out, and D'Lo I think is gone. I think come trading deadline, he's been moved to the bench in favor of LeBron James, and he hasn't been coming off the bench the way he hasn't really embraced the role. Austin Reeves has embraced the role. I think he embraced it as a way to kind of get himself back. And now that he's back to full strength and now that he's back to playing quality basketball, I think he should start. And I think he's upset that he's not starting. So, you know, in theory, like, what can a package of, like, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, maybe Rui, like, what can those three players get you? Those three players can get you a lot. If the objective is to get better, I don't know what kind of packages there are out there that those three can get you back to get you better. Like, those three for Pascal Siakam, maybe. The package I'd really like, and I talked about this on Twitter, if the trade partner is going to be the Bulls, I don't want Zach LaVine, I don't want DeMar. Like, I want Vucevic and Alex Caruso. I do think that the Lakers need either a backup big or they need to embrace a Twin Tower philosophy in the starting lineup. And so, like, I would find a center. You know, Jonas Valanciunas, I think, would be fantastic. If Steven Adams were healthy, Steven Adams would be great for this team. Vucevic, we talked about. Drummond is having a great comeback year in Chicago, but I don't trust Andre Drummond. I don't really know who else is out there. Like, because this is what the Lakers need to fix the most, is they still have that offensive rebounding issue where teams crash the boards and get tons of offensive rebounds on this Lakers team. And it's annoying. So Drummond could be helpful. I just don't trust Andre Drummond. So I'll tell you what, let's live while I'm recording.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ensuring your baby gets the nutrients they need to support their growth and development is a top priority for every parent. That's why millions around the globe have turned to A2 Platinum as the formula they trust. A2 Platinum Premium Infant Formula is nutritionally complete with whole milk as the first ingredient. Their A2 whole milk comes from specifically selected cows that naturally produce milk containing only the A2 protein and no A1. With 30-plus select nutrients, A2 Platinum is specifically designed with tiny tummies in mind and without worry of harmful chemicals. Quality and safety are the number one priority for A2 Platinum. Plus, they are clean label Project Purity Awards certified. Join millions of parents and choose A2 Platinum for your little one. Right now, for a limited time only, A2 is offering podcast listeners 25% off their first purchase when you use promo code PODCAST25 at checkout on Amazon or at A2Platinum.com. Again, for 25% off your first order, go to Amazon or A2Platinum.com and use the promo code PODCAST25.
According to this, take a look at what Lakers trade rumors are out there. because I'm sure there are some. And it's more of the same. Zach LaVine, Pascal Siakam. One article has a pretty interesting suggestion about Jakob Poeltl. Jakob Poeltl has actually been playing really well for Toronto this year. He's very expensive. He makes $19.5 million this year, which is a lot. That would almost certainly cost you Rui, possibly, and definitely D'Lo. The thing about Toronto has Dennis Schroeder, and I'd love to have Dennis Schroeder back on this team. I think the way he's playing this year, he's shooting 35% from three. He's averaging almost 7 assists, scoring 13 points. Like, Dennis Schroeder's killing it this year. I would have loved to have had him back. I thought he played great last season. I definitely wanted him back this summer. And he's been killing it in Toronto. Having Dennis Schroeder back would be fantastic. In the way that I always say, whenever, you know, the more smoke there is around a trade rumor, the less likely it is to happen. Yeah, I don't really see any of these trades happening, which is unfortunate. The Lakers do need to make some kind of move, and they're probably going to make some kind of move. But I think the way last season D'Angelo Russell came out of nowhere, Jared Vanderbilt came out of nowhere, it's hard to predict really accurately what trades might go down because there's so much smoke around all these. Zach LaVine, Pascal Siakam. You're even hearing something about Jeremy Grant and Malcolm Brogdon. Portland's in a bad way. Like, Jeremy Grant and Malcolm Brogdon are two excellent players. And Scoot Henderson's been playing pretty well his rookie year. Chauncey Billups is going to get himself fired. And Portland, if any team is deserving of a fire sale, it's Portland. San Antonio is massively disappointing with Victor Wembanyama. Victor's been playing pretty well. It's just their roster sucks. And unlike Portland, San Antonio has almost nothing that they could offer in a trade. Chetty Osman, maybe. But, like, I don't see any value in Jeremy Sochan, Devin Vassell. I don't see a lot. Keldon Johnson is probably their best player alongside Victor Wembanyama. And Keldon Johnson, he's not great. He's good. Far from great. So Portland, I think, is in a position to massively offer up something. And Anfernee Simons is even a really great trade asset. I don't think they would trade him, though. I think they see too much potential with Anfernee Simons. Jeremy Grant and Malcolm Brogdon are the two likeliest trade targets there. Unless they completely give up on DeAndre Ayton, which I don't see why they would. And honestly, I don't see why anyone would trade for him. He's expensive. He's super expensive. He's average at best. I've never been impressed by anything DeAndre Ayton has ever done on an NBA court. But seeing as how I can't predict the future, all we can do is look towards what the Lakers have coming up. So they're 17-17, like I said, 10th in the Western Conference. Not ideal, not great by any means. And they don't have a very easy stretch coming up. They play the Miami Heat tonight in Los Angeles. Memphis on Friday in Los Angeles. Sunday, Clippers. Next Tuesday, so a nice little homestand. Next Tuesday, Raptors. Next Thursday, Suns. And the Lakers have had the Suns number all season, which has been great. But Phoenix is finally getting healthy, and so that could have been part of the reason why the Lakers have been dominating Phoenix. But looking ahead to the Miami Heat tonight, battle between Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo. Jimmy Butler, I believe, is having some injury concerns. Let me check that real quick. Yes, Jimmy Butler is out with a right foot irritation. No Haywood Highsmith. So should be a good game for Anthony Davis. I know Bam Adebayo is a tough matchup for AD. But seeing as how Bam doesn't really have any backup, Thomas Bryant, I think, is his only backup. Caleb Martin is doubtful. Josh Richardson, questionable. Jrue Smith is a player I don't think gets a lot of rotation for the Lakers. Anthony Davis is probable. Says he's got a left ankle thing going on. Anthony Davis, meanwhile, do you guys realize he has played 79 of the last 83 Lakers games, and of the last 82 games, leads the entire league in minutes? Yeah, he's been more durable than people think. And even before this season, he's played more games than Steph Curry. Like, Steph Curry's had more injuries than Anthony Davis. Like, that, you know, that stereotype of him being so injury prone should definitely stop. Rui Hachimura is out with a left calf strain, which is unfortunate. LeBron James is questionable. Rest says injury illness, non-COVID illness. Cam Reddish is probable, which is good. D'Angelo Russell is doubtful. He has a tailbone contusion. Took a pretty hard fall on his butt there the last game. And Gabe Vincent is still out. And quite frankly, I'd be surprised if Gabe Vincent ever wears a Laker jersey again, which is unfortunate. He's got he had knee surgery that's going to keep him out past the trading deadline. And yeah, honestly, I'd be surprised if he ever wears a Laker jersey again. So you've got Anthony Davis. LeBron James is questionable. If you're a gambling man, which I am, I don't profess to be any kind of an expert, but the folks at Ethos Lakers do want us to record more episodes, and so I'm going to try to do more game previews and more game recaps, and we'll try to get Ethan in on some of that as well. But I live in Texas, and I cannot legally bet on game spreads or, you know, money lines or anything like that, but I can use Prize Picks, and I'm not endorsed by them or anything. I use it a lot. I probably shouldn't, especially right now, seeing as how I'm unemployed, but whatever. I could tell you that if you are a Prize Picks user, a very reliable bet regarding Anthony Davis, in my opinion, has been combined rebounds and assists. The way Anthony Davis has been utilized offensively, he gets way more assists than you might think. His assist line by itself is usually at around 3.5, 4.5. For this game, it is set to 3.5. And his rebound line is set to 13. So combined, 16.5. 16.5 is a little high, combined rebounds and assists, but it's a number that he does usually hit. Now, during the stretch where the Lakers haven't been playing great, his minutes have been kind of cut, because come fourth quarter, if the Lakers are down 10 or 15, then Darvin Ham at some point is going to pull the plug. So to look at this number, it's true. Anthony Davis has only hit over 15.5 rebounds and assists 4 out of the last 10 games. But I still think it's a pretty reliable number, especially if he gets the assists. Rebounds, I don't think you have to worry about too much. His rebounding line of 13, he has hit, well, he's also hit 4 of the last 10 games, but he's always right there. 10 rebounds, 11 rebounds, 11 rebounds, 10 rebounds, so he's always pretty close. And again, when the Lakers get blown out and he doesn't really play the fourth quarter, it's hard for him to hit that number. But I do like rebounds and assists is a pretty reliable Anthony Davis prop versus the Miami Heat. This season, he's only played them once, and he got 10 rebounds and assists. So it's, you know, not the most reliable, but it is a number that I like. And again, I'm not a professional capper or anything like that. If anything, I'm a pretty shitty sports gambler, and I probably shouldn't do it as much as I do. But That's a tale for my therapist, I guess. I'm kidding. I don't go to therapy. Another number I do like, although it might be a little high, but man, he's come close to hitting it 10 out of 10 games. LeBron James over 8.5 assists. He has hit this number 5 out of the last 10 games, but the ones that he's missed, keep in mind the number is 8.5. His misses, 8 assists, 7 assists, 8 assists, 6 assists, 8 assists. He has been 1 or 2 assists away from clearing that number 9 out of 10 games. That 10th game, 2 assists away. And that was a blowout against Minnesota in which he came back to tie the game, but that was his infamous birthday game in which his made 3-point basket was called a 2 and the Lakers had to foul at the end instead of having the opportunity to play a tie game in the final seconds. So that was unfortunate. Had that game gone to overtime, he might have gotten those 2 assists. So those are the two numbers I like. Anthony Davis rebounds and assists at over 15.5. Actually, his number might be 16 right now. And LeBron James over 8.5 assists. Keep in mind, again, not a professional gambler. Sports Ethos has other avenues if you want real gambling advice. But, you know, I do okay on Prize Picks. But that's going to about do it for us. You might hear from me again tonight or early tomorrow to recap the game tonight versus the Miami Heat. But until next time, we are out.
That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.